Today we're going to make a stinging nettle latte. Hi, I'm Melissa West, and welcome to Yoga Lifestyle with Melissa. Thank you so much for watching today. We just filmed a Facebook live stream, and we thought we would refilm this video so that it's more condensed and a shorter version that's easier for you to watch of how to make a stinging nettle latte. So nettle is an incredibly nourishing herb and a tonifying herb that's great for you if you're feeling overworked and overwhelmed. It's good for PMS if you're feeling bloated. It's great if you've got respiratory issues, such as a cold, upper respiratory infections, if you've got sinuses or hay fever. It's great for mothers who need to get their milk to come in. So it's got so many benefits. It's great for arthritis, any kind of inflammation. It's one of those cure-alls. Herbalists say, if in doubt, use nettle. And I'll put all the benefits below in my show notes so you can go and check that out. But I thought I would let you know a little bit before we got started making the tea. For this, you're going to need some milk. And what I'm going to do is, the recipe will be in the show notes as well. You're just going to make a cup of the milk, whatever size of mug you want to use. Pour that into your pan. And what we did ahead of time was we took some of our dried nettle. Now you can pick your own nettle and dry it in the spring. Nettle stands for needle. It does sting, so you have to be careful when you harvest it. Or you can get it at the health food store. If you live in the US, I recommend Mountain Rose Herbs. If you live in Canada, I love Harmonic Arts. They're here on Vancouver Island. They're a fabulous company. What we did was we took the dried nettle that you would usually steep as a tea, and we ground it down in our blender when it was dry. So we just did all this on Facebook, so everything is used. So just take that part as given. So you would take your dry and clean blender, and you'd put the nettle tea leaves in it. So it's kind of like a matcha tea, and you blend it down as much as you can into a ground powder, kind of like a matcha powder. You want to get it as fine as possible. And then I'm going to put about a tablespoon of that into my milk. You could use cashew milk, you could use coconut milk, you could use whatever kind of milk you want. And then what you're going to do is add cardamom. If you have ground cardamom, it would be probably better. I love cardamom. Maria on the Facebook live stream suggested cinnamon. You could use whatever herbs you wanted. Also, Anne suggested turmeric so that it would be kind of like golden milk as well. You could try that if you wanted. I also added fennel seeds, but I've grabbed another cardamom pack this time. So you could add fennel seeds as well. You can add a splash of vanilla. To make it a little more rich, you're going to add about a tablespoon of coconut oil. I'm going to add some butter instead. You want coconut oil in yours? Okay, so this one will be for Tim. I'm going to get a clean knife for that, or spoon. And then you're going to sweeten it to taste with, you can sweeten it with agave nectar or maple syrup or honey, whatever you prefer. I added about half a teaspoon. So sweeten it to taste however sweet you want it. And I put it on at about medium at first to get that milk warmed up and to melt the coconut oil. And then we turn it down to low to simmer it for about 10 minutes. And we'll do that off camera, and then we'll come back and blend it all up. Okay, so this is at a nice temperature now. We simmered it for a bit, and that should let the cardamom sink in as well. And then what we're going to do is take it and pop it in the blender. And the temperature really won't drop very much in the blender. We got it nice and toasty warm in the pan. And then I'm gonna pulse it in the blender. And we put it back in the blender because you can see it gives it a nice layer of foam, which makes it like a nice barista latte. And then pour it in the mug. And you can see all that nice foam coming out the top there. And then you give it to your husband, your camera person, to enjoy. Well deserved. So that's how you make a stinging nettle latte. So nourishing, so good for you. Let me know in the comments if you decide to make it, and let me know what you like stinging nettle for and how you use stinging nettle. It's great as a pesto. There's so many ways that you can use stinging nettle. So I'd love to know how you use it. And thanks so much for watching. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to my channel for new videos like this every single Wednesday, and I will see you next time.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.